What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the new era of Laying the Points with Farley Betts. My name is Chris R. Farley, professional handicapper for the last 5 years here on the public scene of Twitter, if you will. Longtime sports bettor myself. You might have caught me on the BetUS NBA show, which airs every Tuesday and Wednesday at 12 noon. As far as I go, that's where I am every Tuesday and Wednesday. They're Monday through Friday. Great show. Check us out today as well. You might have caught me on VSiN before talking NFL or NBA. You might have caught me as a writer at the Odds Breakers in the past or at the sportswagers.ca now. And please visit sportswagers.ca every single day. No gimmicks, no BS, just free picks for you every single day at sportswagers.ca. And you can also go to sportswagers.live for free picks every day, where we have some nice discounts we can give you on domestic sports books or sign-up bonuses, etc. But what's going on, everybody? You might have seen my tweets from Monday. You might have seen my show on Monday night. Man, my mic was messing up. Things were just a little bit off. And then last night, I'm like, hey, I don't know about this live going to on Twitter live every night at 10 p.m. I don't really know what I was thinking with that, because as many of you will know if you become parents, or as many of you probably already know if you are a parent, the first 2 years of your new baby's life takes a lot out of you. Like I used to be never tired at night. Never. I was never tired at night. I would always have trouble sleeping. I am tired at night now. So we're going to do these in the morning. We're going to do them somewhat unannounced, you know, sporadically, at least a few times a week. Like, I'm never going to go through a whole week while the NBA season is going and not have a show. I'm not going to promise 5 days a week. Sometimes I'll have guests, probably 2 to 3 shows per week in the morning, just like this. And the new era means 10 to 15 minute shows. I'm going to tell you my bets. I'm going to get right into it, and we're going to move on. And sometimes I'm going to give some betting tips. Like today, I will be giving some betting tips, because I'm seeing too much crap on Twitter from, you know, people who call themselves handicappers. So let's actually start with that. Okay. Here's the betting tip of the day from your boy Farley Betts. Stop betting so damn much. Thank you, Evan. I appreciate it. I met Evan in Cape May, New Jersey. What a spot, Cape May, New Jersey. Stop betting so much, guys. Here's the thing. And I've said this many times before. You're going to see, now that I'm not doing premium picks, you're going to see a new version of Farley Betts, if you will, because when you produce as much content as I have the last few years, you feel like you sort of have to put out picks, right? Like you got to look into it every day. You got to produce content. But as far as what I actually bet, I've been minimizing that now for a long time. And usually on any given day, maybe 1 or 2 bets at the most. Because here's the thing, guys. Unless you do this around the clock, all day, every day, and have a real edge because you've put in the time necessary, you're not going to beat the sports books if your exposure is, you know, a ton of bets every single day. It's not going to happen. Even if you do that every single week, you know, like 20 bets a week. For the most part, if you're not putting in the time for the research and what the market is telling you, you're not going to beat them. So limit your bets, especially now in the NBA playoffs. If you're betting the NBA, these lines are going to be razor sharp. They're going to be sharper than usual. Know that. Be a little humble. Limit the amount of wagers that you take, and limit your unit size as well. That is always the best advice I can give. And I know FanDuel, DraftKings, all these sports books and commercials and celebrities are telling you to bet your ass off every chance you get. There's a reason why they're doing that. Okay? Sportsbooks know what the hell they're doing, boys and girls. Okay, let's get to today's bets. Let's start with the Heat and the 76ers. And you can catch me talking about both of these games on the BetUS NBA show today, like I said, at 12 noon EST, for a little bit of long-form conversation with me and my buddy Noops and Sean Green at Sports Gambling Podcast. He's the man. What a great host. And I guess Alex is okay, too. I'm just kidding, Alex. I love you, Alex. All right, Heat and 76ers. Heat plus 5.5. That jumps off the page for me a little bit, right? Because the Heat, we know what they can do in these situations. They didn't do enough to get out of the play-in tournament. But here we are. They're the 8th seed. Still a chance to get through this one game and go on to the postseason. It's Jimmy Butler time, right? Jimmy Buckets. Yay, let's go. The only problem with that, these 76ers, are the hottest team entering the postseason, right? I mean, they could still be eliminated and not even make the postseason, but entering the play-in tournament, they're the hottest team in the NBA. 8 straight wins, haven't lost in April. Obviously, Joel Embiid is back. And if you watch the 76ers in the about 2 months that they were without Embiid, it was pretty clunky, right? And they were especially suffering on defense because what Joel does in that front court, the way he guards the rim, he's just so huge. You know, he moves so well, huge wingspan. You can't really compute what he means for their defense. Offensively, they were still pretty good. I mean, Tyrese Maxey has been fantastic for them. But they learned how to play better without Joel Embiid. And now they have Joel Embiid back in sync. Chemistry is high. Of course, they have a great coach in Nick Nurse. Like Eric Spoelstra, I'm going to give him the edge against most coaches. I don't know if I can give him that much of an edge against Nick Nurse, who's obviously won a title with the Raptors, knows how to take a roster that most people might not think is very good and turn it into his best self. And he has a very good roster here with the 76ers, in my opinion, a top 5 roster as far as depth goes. And now they have their star back, the reigning MVP. So as much as I like the Heat from an intangible, like Jimmy Buckets, they're going to step up kind of perspective, I'm not going to take the Heat in this game. I'm not going to take the 76ers either. I'm going to stay away from taking a side or total, kind of preaching or acting on what I'm telling you or what I'm preaching, right? I don't have to take every bet. I don't have to take every lean that I have. I lean Miami Heat here, but this series has been close, tied 2-2. 76ers got the Heat in their last two affairs. The Heat won the first two. But obviously, the Heat now are without, in case you don't know, they will be without scary Terry Rozier tonight. And he has been fantastic for the Heat in moments where maybe Jimmy Butler's not nailing shots or they need another offensive guru out there. That dude is not afraid. He's an energy spark, but he will not be in their lineup tonight. And I think that could cause a lot of pain for the Miami Heat against the 76ers team who is feeling themselves right now. So I still lean Heat. +5.5 is a lot, especially considering that the Heat were kind of tricked a little bit, right? It wasn't fair what happened in the last game between the 76ers and the Heat. Joel Embiid being announced that he's going to play like an hour before the game or half an hour or 2 hours. It doesn't matter. It was a violation of what the 76ers were supposed to do. Joel Embiid plays. The Heat kind of controlled the game, and then the 76ers surge at home at the end and end up winning. I don't think the Heat are going to forget that. That's why I lean Miami. I think they're going to obviously bring their best effort, a lot of physicality tonight, but I can't take them with how good the 76ers have looked and without Terry Rozier playing and starting for the Miami Heat. Let's move on to the Hawks and the Bulls. This one's a little more straightforward for me, guys. The Hawks have really impressed me to end the regular season. And I know they haven't won a lot of games in April, but Quinn Snyder, you know, the Hawks organization, they knew that they were going to be in the 10th seed no matter what. They didn't really have to win. Trae Young back recently. Now he's back in the lineup. I don't love that for the Hawks, actually, because they were playing really well without him. Like the DeJounte Murray Hawks are better than the Trae Young Hawks, right? As far as leadership goes, tenacity, kind of making the whole team better. You can tell, right? The Hawks were an offensive machine with Trae Young, and they weren't playing any defense. Now, I don't think it's all because of Trae Young, but Quinn Snyder and this team has been playing some fantastic defense for the last month or two of the NBA season. Not really so much in April, I guess, but really, if you look throughout March, their archetype, if you will, their style changed, and they became slower paced, more defensive. I do like the under tonight in this game. I think 223 was a little too much. I could see it ticking down right now in front of me on FanDuel down to 222.5. I think this is like a 108 to 110 type of game, maybe 108 to 105, something like that. I still have this going way under 225.5. So I will be betting the under tonight, probably just for one unit. I don't like to take too many units on totals because of how volatile they can be. And the sports books do have these lines pretty sharp. I mean, we saw that game last night. Started off really fast between the Warriors and the Kings and the Pelicans and Lakers, ended up really slowing down, right? So a lot of these games are going to slow down, a lot of tension, a lot of physicality. These two teams know each other as well. So Hawks and Bulls. Bulls now, I got to tell you, the Bulls are probably, if you're a Chicago Bulls fan, which I know some Chicago Bulls fans, is there any team more frustrating to watch? I mean, they're so volatile. They're so up and down. They have all the players that you would want to have a great defense, but their defense has been very inconsistent. Basically, if Alex Caruso is not in the lineup, should I say it? They're fucked. So, Alex Caruso is playing tonight. I'm sure we'll see the best version of the Bulls. Like, we saw the Bulls take the Knicks to overtime in that final game, a game that the Knicks wanted to win. Like, that's the best version of the Bulls, right? But I don't know which version of the Bulls I'm going to get. And I like what I've seen from the Hawks. Much better defense. Trae Young is very poised and very good in these elimination-type scenarios. They are undefeated in the play-in tournament, are the Atlanta Hawks. Maybe the most seasoned franchise in the play-in tournament. 3-0 so far. At +3, I would take the Hawks. I'm taking the Hawks on the money line. I think there's a lot of value there. Listen, the Bulls probably bring a better version of themselves that we've seen for most of the season. But I like the unified effort that I'm seeing from the Hawks. I love how DeJounte Murray's been playing. And Trae Young will add an element that they didn't have before. Still without a few guys like Okongwu. Jalen Johnson won't be in this game. They continue to miss him, another big body. But the Hawks have been so physical. And a lot of these Bulls players, you start to get physical with them, and they kind of wimp out. I mean, we've seen that a lot this season. So I'm on the Hawks tonight. I'm also going to be on the under in that game, probably going to place more units on the Hawks straight up than I am on the total. 2 units on the Hawks, very likely money line play. All right, I've already talked to you guys Monday about a little tennis. You saw my play up at Sports Wager CA, which is still up because Marta Kostyuk is taking on Laura Siegmund right now, and Marta's doing really good. She could actually win this match. 5-4 in the second set. She already won one set. She's down love 30, though. Come on, Marta, pick it up. But looks like she's going to win that. I also like Aryna Sabalenka today. Obviously, Sabalenka is one of the best tennis players in the world on the women's side. She won the Australian Open, and then she's been kind of chilling since then, like not been that great, coasting, not at her best in some of these lower-tier tournaments. But I think that turns around today. She's facing Paula Badosa, who has not impressed at all this year. I mean, look at any of Paula Badosa's 2024 results and just very unimpressive. Her ranking is up in the 80s or 90s now. Sabalenka, if she wants to win this match, that should be a 2-0 win for Aryna Sabalenka. Or Aryna? I always say names wrong, so you're going to have to bear with me for that as long as you listen to Laying the Points. Ladies and gentlemen, that is it for me today. Gave you a tennis bet, gave you a few things to think about in the NBA. Catch me on the BetUS NBA show today, like I said, at 12 noon. I'll be writing an article or two at sportswagers.ca as well, or sportswagers.live. Thank you for tuning in. As you can tell, morning version of Farley Bets, a little bit better off, I think. Let's do it in the morning and not 10 o'clock at night when I want to take a gummy and get the hell out of here. All right, signing off. Love you all. Thanks for tuning in. I will upload these as podcasts as well. April 17th. Best bets. See you later. Farley Bets signing out.